I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I'm a member of the Rare Breeds Conservation Society of New Zealand, and also I'm a founding member of a new society called the Rare Horse Society of New Zealand. And so last year we had 14 equine breeds, including a donkey.
And this year you've got...
This year we've got, we'll have 11 because tomorrow we've got the Tennessee Walking Horses coming. And they're going to do a roping display, so hopefully keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How rare are some of these horses?
This is one of 31 Pasifinos in New Zealand.
Only 31?
Only 31 in New Zealand. So they're called what we know as a gated horse, which means that instead of trotting, they have got an alternative way of going as well as the trot, which is smooth. Your bum doesn't leave the saddle, there's no posting required, and it's comfortable. So you can ride one of these all day and get off feeling actually fresher than when you got on, probably.
And where does this horse here come from?
They were developed in South America from stock that the conquistadors brought over and Christopher Columbus. And so three breeds were all pulled over, and they kind of intermingled and became a Criollo type horse. And then certain areas, so Puerto Rico, Colombia and Peru, developed their own type just by their requirements and desires. So there are now three types. This is the Colombian Pasifino.
How would you describe her?
Her main feature is she's got very fine legs and very small hooves for her size. They're never really over 15 hands, so they're a smaller type, but they are quite well-sprung ribs. They really round out your legs as a rider, so as soon as you ride on them, you just feel like you're flying or riding on a cloud or something.
She's right up beside us now, having a wee munch.
She is very people-orientated. She's just a very loving horse, really. Like, I don't have to catch her, she catches me.
Show me some of the other horses you've got.
Yeah, so this next one is a Percheron. This
is
the only black Percheron in the country. And Perche is a French region, so they're a French horse.
A French working horse, I guess.
Yep. They were, developed to be working the fields over there.
She is huge.
She's in foal at the moment, so she's going to have a baby soon, and she's really cool. Like, the Percherons, while being a draft horse, are actually a lot more agile than you think they would be. They can really get moving, so they'd be a good option for people that like the idea of a Clydesdale but want a little bit more pep in the step out of them.
Yeah, something a bit more refined.
Yeah.
And here's the classic Shire horse.
Shire.
NZ population 100.
Under 100,
under 100.
Yeah, and his owner is over here, so we will just get Sarah over.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, would you like to talk about the Shire horses?
Tell me about your beautiful horse.
This is Lexi. Yeah, she's three. Yeah, first time off the property, actually, so she's taken it well. Yeah.
What's it like being here with her at the show?
Awesome. That's the best thing I've ever done this year. Fantastic. Yeah. It's been fabulous seeing heaps of the kids coming in and having a pet, the older people. Yeah, just wonderful. All the old farmers, and didn't really realise how much people would enjoy the breed.
And is Lexi the only rare breed that you've got?
No, we've got three at home. Yeah. We've got a grey colt, a Shire colt, and another black mare that's gone to be put in foal to another Shire in Invercargill.
Yes. And Lisselle, how many rare breed horses have you got?
I've just got the one, yeah.
Next to Lexi is a much smaller, slightly more delicate horse. What kind of breed is
this
she?
This is a Kyger Mustang, and they are critically endangered worldwide. If any of you have ever seen the Disney movie Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, this is the horse they were modelled off. They are all this beautiful colour, which is called dun, so they're kind of a dusty colour all the way through to like a golden colour. They've also got stripes on the legs, like tiger stripes on the legs, so they are special. Don't do that, darling.
There are a few camper vans and tents just behind the horses. Do people stay here with their animals?
Yeah, we're mostly camping here. Yeah, so there's a few floats tucked in the back of our riding area and tents and that. Some are sleeping out in the car park in their floats, so it's really fun. Yeah, we just have a great time. No one, I don't think anyone who was here last year had a bad time.
How did you get into horses? Because it sounds like you're passionate.
Oh, yeah. I started riding when I was 7 in a riding school, and about 4 years in, I stopped. Just life got in the way, and I didn't get back to it till I was about 25. And this Spanish Pasofino popped up. I looked into it and it seemed to be the perfect match of everything I wanted. And I just thought, oh my gosh, God's made me a horse. I didn't realise this was something we could even have. And it just seemed like the universe gave me this horse. And so that's how I got into it. The lady who sold me the horse was a member of the Rare Breeds Conservation Society, and she was arranging the horse section of this display when I met her.
Oh, so that's how you got into organising the horse section here.
Yep.
Now, you've also got a Timor pony here. Tell me about them.
So the Timor pony is actually critically endangered worldwide now. No one really knew this until I started trying to do a head count of what we had in the country and sort of realised actually we don't have as many as people might think. So there are about 1,500 worldwide. Obviously they are in Timor, which is a little tiny country just a little bit north of Australia. So they were exported from there to Australia in the early 1800s and then over to New Zealand as well. They were used as pit ponies in the mines here for a long time. But we think the original lines have probably died out since then. We believe that some have been imported back in the 50s, and since then we've only got about 100 now. They're an awesome breed. They're really unflappable type, but they're also really energetic and willing to get going. So in their pure form, a really competitive pony for show jumping, endurance, scurry. They pull carts really well. And that even though they only get up to about 11.3, 12 hands, they're actually extremely strong. And they are really in need of help. If anyone's interested to get involved, do reach out to us via our Rare Horse Society of New Zealand page, as we need people interested to breed them. They can only be found in Timor, Australia and New Zealand.
Lizelle Silver there at the New Zealand Agricultural Show in Canterbury.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.